Known for being the first woman to achieve several milestones in the male-dominated field of television news, Marlene Sanders was the first female television correspondent in Vietnam, the first female anchor on a U.S. network television evening newscast, and the first female vice president of ABC News. Before you become first, you may have to start last. In 1955, after failing to land steady work in theater, Sanders accepted a low-level job in television news working for Ted Yates, the producer for Mike Wallace. She eventually became associate producer of the show and, after Wallace left, became a co-producer. This was an unheard-of achievement, as women were typically only given administrative functions within the newsroom during this time. Sanders' career progressed from there and has since been credited with having helped to break down major barriers women faced in broadcast journalism. The pitch challenge today: what low-level job are you doing now that could be a stepping stone to a career of first? Whether you are just starting out in your career or have had to take a step back, fully commit yourself to what you may perceive as low-level and keep your eyes wide open for opportunities. This doesn't mean that the opportunity may necessarily come from this particular job, although it possibly could, or there may be something in particular you are meant to learn from the low-level job for your next pursuit. Another possibility is that you may meet an important contact, mentor, or potentially your next boss. Someone saw something in Marlene Sanders during her low-level work that eventually propelled her to the C-suite of the network. Nowadays, I see that too many college graduates are focused on top jobs as soon as they graduate. Don't dismiss the education you can gain from working from the bottom up. When you do get to the top or become the first at something, your leadership will be more impactful knowing what it's like to work in the trenches.